the Web Summit Dublin 2013, My Preparations for It, by Paul O'Mahony, co-founder and brand sociologist at Change Agents Branding. Change Agents Branding. Right, well, it's a tricky business preparing for the Web Summit and trying to finish off your website at the same time. They're two huge balls, aren't they? And to have both of them up in the air at the same time is stretching me. I'm down to the stage in relation to the website, or we're down to the stage in relation to the website, that three of us are working on the bank holiday Monday here in Ireland, national holiday, just before getting on a train tomorrow to go to Dublin. Very special startup express leaving from Cork going up to the Web Summit. So I have to prepare myself for travelling on the train first and then for entering the world of the Web Summit, which I remember well from last year, can have quite a heady effect. And I haven't done half enough preparation to plan who am I going to talk to, who have I already said, yes, I'll meet you in Dublin. And in a way, part of me says I haven't done enough preparation in that score for the kind of networking side of it. However, I've got two considerations. One is that from last year's experience, it was easier to talk to surprising conversations with complete strangers who I had never met before than it was to actually get in touch with somebody who I had planned to meet there. And I remember thinking to myself last year, well, look, I just go with the flow. Serendipity. The gods of the universe will determine who I'll talk to and sometimes even what I'll talk to about. I went up to Pat Kenny, who at the time was the number one journalist on RTE Radio, and I went up to try and interview him, and instead he interviewed me. So that was a bit of a surprise, and in the end, now that I listen back to that interview with him, or that conversation with him, I delight at his skill at taking over the situation and doing me a favour. So he did me a favour by getting me to showcase Change Agents last year and showcase Audioboo, which was the podcasting app that I was using. And at the time, I didn't even realise that he was doing me such a big favour. So the first thing about the Web Summit is it'll be so big that all the best laid plans of mice and men will come tumbling apart, is my prediction, unless you want to lose a whole load of time. Because the time it'll take to get from one end of the RDS, which is the conference centre in Ballsbridge, Royal Dublin Society, for in case you're wondering what RDS stands for. But it's a very big place. It's used to hosting political conventions, but 10,000 seems a huge number to me. And to walk from one side of a space that has 10,000 to the other, well, could easily take 15 minutes. So having a rigid timetable that says, you know, I'm going to meet somebody at 11 o'clock and I'm going to meet somebody else at 11:45, wouldn't work for me anyway. I tell you, good luck to you if you can make that work for you. But I suppose if you only have 3 or 4 people that you want to meet, and they're the key people that you want to meet over the 2 days, then there isn't much of a problem. I, on the other hand, have a tendency to like to meet a lot of people. And last year, I indulged that impulse, and I went with the flow of that, and I came away with about 70 podcasts. That's, some of them were monologues, mind you, but there still was an awful lot of audio work there. Secondly, besides the physical difficulties of it, who do I want to meet? I've got to focus on meeting Irish startups, particularly ones that are going to succeed. Although I can see a logic that would say I should also be just as interested in startups that are not going to succeed, because there might be quite a lot to learn from why they don't get off the ground, or why after they've got off the ground they might fall apart or lose momentum or whatever, fail to brand themselves sufficiently so that they're just a collection of features and functions. I'm certainly going to need to use the time on the train going up to Dublin to get my head sufficiently detached from our website that I can see a bigger picture. Because on the day before going up to the website, I'm just going in now to fiddle with Squarespace and fiddle with the integration of a WordPress blog into a Squarespace platform, and I'm needing help to do all this, but also with quite a lot of editing of copy and discussing, you know, the precise effect that we want the website to have upon either a casual arrival, you know, somebody who's arrived almost at the website by accident, or else somebody who's been on our website many times before. And I learned from Chris Brogan the benefits of having a place that people who are completely new to your website and to your business would go to first. Now, whether I can actually get that into the mix early enough today, I rather doubt. But anyway, that's one of the things on my mind. There are quite a lot of technical things, and so that's it. I mean, you all will have, anyone who listens to this who's going to go to an event shortly or even come to the Web Summit will have the same kind of situation where you have ongoing commitments and priorities, work to finish off, and then you have an event to go to, because as soon as you kind of get travelling to that event, you may have to drop everything that you were doing back at home, at your home base. Look, I hope this might be of some interest and use to you in preparing for the Web Summit, and if you do pick this up and you're going to go to the Web Summit, it would be absolutely wonderful to share with you our different ways of preparing in the way that Jane Boyd did when she was going to SubCon a couple of years ago. Okay, that's a big shout out for Jane Boyd. You can look her up. She's Boyd Jane on Twitter. Okay, this is Paul O'Mahony at Brand Sociologist at Change Agent Brand, signing out for now. See you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.